Jody Murphy, you know my issue with silent auctions?
Oh, your
you
addiction,
mean your addiction
mean?
To them?
Okay, addiction issue.
Nicely put.
Yeah.
This is perfect for you because you wouldn't do it if it was a face-to-face conversation. The silent part of it is the magic for you.
It's the silent part plus the fact that you can now do it online. You know, there's an app usually, and you can do it without having to get in the person's face and say, why are you bidding on this? It's mine.
Well, and you know what? I think most charities understand the power in that because it becomes quite competitive.
Yeah.
You know, and
you know,
when you see the numbers change and you don't want to lose what you bid on, you have to get to that threshold of pain before you're out.
And you don't have to be there. You can be at home on the sofa.
That's the other favorite thing. Sam will show up to an event, say his quick hellos, see what's at the auction, start bidding, leave, and you're at the auction visiting with people, talking, being social, sort of bidding, and you're on top of it.
Yeah.
That's how you got stuff, right?
Well, I found another similar addiction, farmer's market.
Oh?
I went to a farmer's market for the first time in forever.
Yeah, it's fun.
And,
wonderful.
I bought this stuff. I saw this stuff called vanilla honey butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the preserve folks was making it.
Yeah.
And I sampled it.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
So it's butter that's flavored with vanilla
know what
and honey?
It's vanilla honey and it's all whipped up. I don't know if you can you
it's
know,
a whipped
officially,
butter.
Yeah, officially call it butter. It's just like apple butter. It's not really butter.
But you call it butter.
Right.
So it's more like just honey? You squeeze
spread.
It out? Or
It is honey. It's vanilla. And yeah, it's in a little jar. You spread it. It's like white. And I was thinking, man, this stuff would be great on top of cinnamon roll.
And?
I haven't tried it yet. I'm just saying. I went and I wound up buying stuff that it's like, I don't know if I'm going to use this.
Okay.
But it's just like.
Of course you're going to use it. You have to now.
Not just the honey butter. I bought a cream cheese. I bought a hibiscus tea to drink. I was just buying all kind of stuff.
Good.
It was my first time at a farmer's market in forever.
A farmer's market is exciting. You don't know what you're going to find, and usually it's just so special.
Got a couple macarons.
Yeah?
One of them tasted like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
So this is not the same thing as some sort of silent auction competitive addiction. This is an addiction that will benefit your life
and
kitchen.
This is me going there and losing control.
Nice. I think you should just spread the honey vanilla butter on a nice warm piece of toast and start there.
I put it on a nice warm piece of raisin bread.
Oh!
Okay.
AI is everywhere, and guess where it's also making an appearance?
Where?
Sam.
Where?
Dating apps.
Oh. What, having it write your app for you?
Help you write. Oh. Yeah, help create bios, and then...
What's another word for hot?
In the... So you could work for the bots, right?
Case in point why you need AI, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, for some, it's kind of like, okay, this might help you during the awkward ice-breaking phase. However, aren't you really there to meet somebody real?
Yes.
Oh, wait a second. You're saying it's there to have conversation back and forth?
There's a couple of different things that it's definitely, you know, people are using AI on dating apps to improve their game, if you will. And
not just profiles.
Starting with the profile, but apparently it can be used in the first responses so that you seem more desirable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but to me, it's kind of like
Gmail's using that predictive text
to
answer questions whenever you start to type an answer in.
Yeah.
And as far as helping you with just your profile, I don't think that's a problem because.
Mm-mm.
I mean, honestly, you wrote my profile. I tweaked it a little, but that's the same thing. I mean, that's like having somebody else write it.
I can't remember why I wrote it for you.
Because I didn't think I could write about myself.
Oh, that's right. I think that's a good idea to get someone who knows you really well
to
point out your good points.
But see, similar thing. If AI can craft it for you and you can go, okay,
I see where this is going. I still think a friend is better for that. But any help writing, if you're not a writer, sure.
Yes.
Maybe start there.
That makes sense.
The other interesting part about this is that men are more likely to use AI in a dating app to customize messages for the profile, all of it. Women are not as likely to use it.
That makes sense. I mean, women are more emotional and able to emote their...
You think women are more comfortable in that space?
They're able to express themselves easier than a dude.
I do, too. I think that, too.
Yeah.
It all makes sense to me, though, because these sites, to begin with, are AI. That's how they do the matchup based on the criteria and everything you put in. You see what I'm saying?
But it's really not that nice guy who was telling you about it. This is how we do it. Right. It was a bot all along.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
This is an interesting little royal story. The cover of People magazine right now is a picture of Kate Middleton and baby George, or George, Prince George, thank you. And the title is Raising the Future King. And the fact of the matter is, I read the article. Oh, wow. This kid turns 10, and a couple of years ago in 2020 is when William and Kate sat him down and said, okay, so here's the deal. You're going to be king one day.
Does an 8-year-old understand that?
I think being raised in that family, yes, he does. Now, so the reason they waited until he was like 8, they were waiting to see when they thought he was ready to really understand that news. Because apparently William was not happy with the way he always knew, that it swirled around him like an expectation. And, you know, there was not a lot of childhood. It was a lot of king, king, king is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That so sounds like the way Charles would have done it, though. Honestly, I mean, you think of William and Kate seem different.
Right. They decided to let him have, at least for 8 to 10 years, a real childhood. And he's still a kid. He's 10 this week.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can read about the future King George in the current issue of People.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, some Burger King fans think they've taken the Barbie mania a bit too far.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
With the Barbie movie coming out this week, a lot of brands around the country and the world have taken to pinking up things.
Yes.
One of them is Burger King, and they're catching flack for it now. This isn't going on in the U.S. of A. This is Burger King Brazil. Burger King does a lot of these things around the world and see if they catch on, and then they'll bring them here. Yeah, but the Barbie Whopper that they have released is a pink sauce. Oh. And I'm talking Pepto-Bismol pink.
Well, Barbie pink.
It's just food coloring, though, right?
Yeah. No. I've looked all over for the recipe for the sauce, and I can't find it, so I don't know where to thin it. But apparently it's turning fans off, just the pinkness of it.
Well, it might not need to be.
Because people are like, oh, look, Pepto-Bismol. Whoa.
It might not need to be in everything, but you're talking about an iconic brand that does mean something to a lot of kids who are now grown-ups, me. I loved Barbie.
Let me get you a pink
Whopper. She meant a lot to me. I don't need that, but yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. Jack in the Box, they're testing out their own version of Smash Burgers. Why should everybody else have all the fun, right?
Okay.
Oh.
They're trying these out at L.A. Jack in the Boxes right now, and if they work there, it's a Smash Burger.
They have to smash it to make it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Krispy Kreme, this is really cool. They're teamed up with M&M's for the first time ever on an official basis. They've got 4 new M&M-type donuts at Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
But my favorite is this one with the red icing on top. Then when you open it up, a bunch of little M&M minis fall out.
That's
cute.
A donut full of M&Ms. How about that?
Well, they're not sweet enough as they are already, you know.
Yeah. All right. Skippy Peanut Butter. They now have a new snack called it's their wafer bars. It's kind of like a Kit Kat, basically, but it's Skippy.
Sounds like a Nutty Buddy to me.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, or Nutty Buddy. Same thing. The wafers and the chocolate, but the chocolate's only on the top. It doesn't surround it.
Okay.
Peanut butter in the middle.
So it's more like sugar wafers.
Sugar wafers with chocolate on top. There we go. And blue diamond almonds.
Love them.
Your favorite? They have a new flavor, honey butter.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I want to try that. Yeah.
And, you know, we have those veggie straws, you know, all the different kinds of chips.
Yeah, right.
How about ones that are made from seaweed?
Oh.
Seaweed puffs.
Well,
Sea Monster is the brand. Sea Monster.
If you like seaweed paper,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, our girls love seaweed paper.
Yeah. It tastes strong.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
There's three things to know to start your day.
Number one, 100 million Americans under heat alerts. Not that we have to say it, but getting specific. In Phoenix this summer, 12 deaths have been blamed on the heat.
Wasn't it like 130 in Death Valley?
It was. That was this weekend. We have a friend who lives in Vegas, and he posted yesterday 116. You know, just a Monday afternoon. It hasn't dropped below 100 in the last couple of weeks in Phoenix, and it's going across the whole country.
Yeah.
It's a real thing this summer. I need to take precaution. Number two, ChatGPT has partnered with the Associated Press, which means they have access to every news story ever written over the last, you know, 100 years or something like that.
So we're going to start getting AI news?
They're going to start, I guess, getting AI news, but it helps teach that program, you know, how to write like a human journalist.
Yeah.
And so there's an industry that
the AI is an H.
Definitely moving on in on. Number three, Powerball jackpot. When it goes up, because there was no winner last night.
Yes.
To $1 billion. Mm. The next drawing is on Wednesday. And if you're a winner, you want the cash value? Just over $515 million.
Well, that'll suffice.
So if there is a rush and a line at the convenience store on Wednesday, that's what's up.
Three things for you to know today.
Because it's so hot, Cool Summer Eats for you. Our recipes for summer at MurphySamAndJody.com, including frozen lemonade this year and many others, other favorites. They're all there.
Sam, I don't think Jody and I got to tell you that we had dinner with her mom the other night.
And her brother.
And it was just kind of a roll-up celebration of birthdays.
Wow.
And her mom did not stick us with the bill. She actually paid for the dinner. And
unusual.
My mom has not stuck you with the bill.
She's never stuck you with the bill.
Ever.
I thought it was really sweet that she offered. That was our gift.
She waited till we ordered. And then she said, by the way, my birthday present to everybody is I'm going to pick up the check.
Oh, see, which is fine. You didn't have to pay for your own birthday dinner then.
No, and you know, I mean, being able, really, honestly, sweet. It's going to sound cheesy, but it's true. The gift of being able to sit and visit is gift enough for me.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was lovely.
And then she invited us back to her house for cake and ice cream after. I'm like, wow, this keeps getting better.
Man.
But when we walked inside, there was this really soothing piano music that was playing in the background.
Which is different, because normally what's playing in the background is like news or something.
Yeah.
And I was loving it.
This is nice and sleepy.
When we walked in, it was, you know, because it was for the cats. And on the TV was this big
channel.
It was a cat channel. Yeah, the official cat channel was going to keep the cats occupied.
There's a cat channel?
Yeah, there are a bunch of them apparently.
Cat Life Official or something, like Cat Fun Official or something like that.
Well, like on YouTube?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. And she said there were a few of them. This one was relaxing stuff that, you know, for cats. Cat relaxation is what this one
like
was.
Like a bunch of cats laying around and cat napping for her cats, but on her big screen.
But she did explain that they do have cat games and things to keep cats interested.
Okay.
Like, for example, the hamster channel. You know, I mean, what cat is not interested in seeing, you know, hamsters on a wheel?
Yeah, I would think they're more interested in that than laying around listening to soft music.
Well, I think when mom's away, she wants them to chill.
Yeah, apparently what happens, though, is the cats will jump at the flat screen whenever that's,
that makes sense.
Right, and so you don't really want to leave the TV unattended when that's happening.
Right.
The main channel is called the Official Cat Games Channel, which has centipedes running across the screen like this.
Little rats.
The rats are coming in and out of the cabinets
Do the dog, do the cats pay attention to it?
Yeah, they do.
At first, yes. And then after a while,
they become cats.
They're like, I can't smell this. This isn't real. This is a lie.
Yeah.
It's the sweetest thing, though, to see my mom running that.
Yeah, she says she can sit there and watch it for hours.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, the new binge show that's keeping me up at night.
Be sure to download and subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. It's free and easy to download every single day, and we also do an episode of After the Show every day.
You guys know I'm a football girl, and I've got myself a new binge. I mentioned this last week when it debuted on Netflix. It's produced by Peyton Manning. It's called Quarterback.
This is about as close as they'll ever get to seeing what it's like to be a quarterback in this league.
I dedicate my life to football.
All day, all day.
I love to compete. I love the relationships that come with that.
All right, in case you missed it, let me bring you up to speed, Sam, because here's one that if you even like the game a little of football, this is something you won't be able to stop watching. Mm-hmm. I can't stop watching it.
I mean, I would say even a, I don't want to say a non-football fan would enjoy it.
But the concept
and the premise of the fact that they've mic'd, you know, and you didn't know that these quarterbacks were being mic'd.
Yeah. Not for the 2022 season, but they were. It's just recent. It's last season, okay? And it's Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Marcus Mariota from the Falcons.
Right.
And Kirk Cousins from
Vikings.
The Vikings. they could not be more different, these three men. Their places in life could not be more different. How they ended up where they are, how they handle adversity, how they handle injury. Oh my God. The third episode is called Kings of Pain, mm-hmm. and it starts with the pain. And I want to say it was Marcus Mariota's wife, because the wives are involved too. And the pacing of this show is really, I'm happy with it, because they don't spend a whole episode on one quarterback. They do all three every episode. And right when you've got enough of this situation or storyline, they move to the other one.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the family, and sometimes it's practice, and other times it's history of where they've been before and how many times they've been traded or how they ended up here. So one of the things that Marcus Mariota's wife said on the injury issue was, it's hard to describe, but it's like he gets into a major car accident every weekend and has to recover all week long and then get back into that same car.
Yeah.
And it's she nailed that. I thought, man, I paused it. I thought, that's a moment.
Yeah.
And even when they show the hits, the sound effects of it, the angles of it, you feel like you're being hit by watching this.
Yeah.
You know how many hits I could take? One and done. Anyway, it's my new binge on Netflix. It's called Quarterback.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
It's a Hollywood divorce that I'm sad to see. I'm sad to see this, but Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello, I hope I'm saying his name correctly, are divorcing after 7 years. I remember when they first got together, she was single, and she's the funniest. She's one of the funniest things in Hollywood.
I am very honored. I am so lucky to be here tonight. Never in a million years I thought that with this ridiculous accent I was ever going to be able to be.
I know a little bit more about their story because I just think I thought they were so cool together. We don't really know a lot about him. She puts herself out.
Well, we know he's a werewolf.
That's True Blood. She puts herself out there a lot in social media, so you kind of can know her. But, you know, the thing was, she was at the end of this relationship, her first marriage.
Yeah.
And he was the famous bachelor, single, and in an interview with, like, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he said, I don't know, the only woman that I would want to really date is her. He named her before he even knew her, Sofia Vergara. She heard about it. They got together. And then they got married in 2015.
Yeah.
They've been slowly growing apart. Of course, they're asking for privacy at this time, that they still really love each other. But they've not been spotted together in quite a while. Really do mean that we love hearing from you. So join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ. You can also do that online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
I don't know if you guys saw the picture of the rose I shared and the story that I shared with it. When we went to my grandfather's house the other night, it was the first time we'd been there since he passed. It was odd being there. It's a weird thing that everybody goes through.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there visiting with family, going through pictures, just talking about Pawpaw, talking about life. We start to leave, and I see one of Pawpaw's roses that he planted blooming so beautifully right at his porch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at that. And I touched it, and then I turned to leave, and my Uncle Terry said, come back. He cut it for me. He took all the thorns off of it, and he gave it to me.
Aww.
So it's like, oh. Something from Pawpaw, something from Uncle Terry, all at once.
You gonna save it?
My heart was just beating out of my chest. It was so sweet. That's why I shared it. So there's a lot of love on our Facebook page. Janelle, you got to save that. You got to dry press it into a book. You got to save it and laminate this. And a lot of, like Sheila, root it, and you'll have a bush that lasts forever. I don't know if I'm that person. What does that even mean?
Well, you take the stem where the flower is, and there's this stuff called root tone, and you put it in the powder, and it does something to the where the cut was made.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, and you stick it in. I don't know where it goes from there. I haven't done this in years, but you take that with the root tone on it, you put it in something, and it'll supposedly start.
Start what? And then I need
growing.
Then I have to plant a rose bush outside.
Yeah.
Right. See, I've never done roses. That was, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I do indoor plants, and that's it.
Yeah,
Sam, are you saying you grew a rose bush?
I'm not saying that I was successful in doing it.
Oh, but you tried to root one.
I knew how to do it, and I tried it a bunch of times, and no, it never worked for me.
Okay,
but I know that you can do it.
I brought this single rose home, and I put it in water. I actually put it in Murphy's Mom's Red Lobster.
Which
little cup that looks like the small little vase.
Guarantees it will grow in the future.
Yeah. So are you going to...
I'm just not that person. I don't press flowers. Yeah. I don't root flowers. I'm okay with enjoying it right now. Hmm. Right? It's okay to do that, isn't it?
Of course it's okay to do that, yes.
But you could grow another plant from it.
Okay, thank you, Sheila and Janelle. We love hearing from you. I mean it.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Zuckerberg and Meta won't like this, but tech experts are warning that Threads, the new Twitter-like social media platform launched by Meta, not just drains your battery, but it's also constantly gobbling up your personal information, sometimes sensitive. When you've shopped online, what you shopped for, when you worked out, who you're speaking to, so that they can target you with very specific ads.
Yeah.
Saying tech experts saying it's a hacker's dream. I'm sure Meta's on it to make it uninvadable.
I mean, Facebook sucks up a lot of your battery, too.
It does. Number two, Tampa police and police departments all across the country are reminding you, don't let a stranger borrow your cell phone, especially if you have Cash App or if you have banking apps.
Yeah.
It is happening where people will, hey, I need your phone. I have an emergency. They use your phone quickly, and then boom, you've lost $20,000. That's actually happening.
Let producer Faith borrow my phone. You think that's okay?
Are you missing any money? And number three, Yellowstone is coming to CBS this fall.
Yeah.
Paramount Plus, they did this whole revamped thing with CBS. Now, it'll be an edited version because CBS.
Yeah.
But understand this, it's all because of the writers and actors strike.
Right.
They're not new shows being produced, so they're using what they've got and revamping.
And didn't you just tell us Ms. Marvel is going to be from Disney Plus to...
Same deal on ABC.
Three things to know today.
You know, Murphy and I are getting ready for Tay and Phoebe. Taylor and Phoebe are girls to live together. Phoebe is about to move out, and she's going to move in to the apartment where Taylor is with some other roommates.
For college.
Which is actually really cool. I mean, we're excited about that for both of them.
Yeah, I can't wait. You want to take some bets on how soon the first fight will happen? They love each other.
Yeah.
They always have. I always used to tell my friends, they're best friend and arch enemies. Well, one of the things that they need, Phoebe is coming into the apartment and Taylor's already there. Taylor has had this whole time she's in college the same, you know, junky plastic dishes that she had in her first dorm when she first moved out and moved to college. And so it's like they're going to get dishes together. They want dishes.
Okay.
And so it's like, okay, we talked about it. We're going to go look for some. And then... my mom lets me know and my aunt let me know this weekend, hey, you know, Papa's house, we're cleaning out everything. Mama's dishes are up for grabs. My grandmother's dishes were still in the house.
Okay, are these like the everyday dishes or the fancy stuff?
Not fancy stuff, everyday. My grandparents were very much everyday people. And these dishes, I can picture them in my head so clearly because they were my grandmother's dishes. And when I ate from them, I felt her love, I'm telling you. That's a real thing.
Sweet.
Wait, I knew they'd mean something to me, but I knew that they wouldn't mean anything to Taylor and Phoebe. Taylor wouldn't remember eating from those dishes.
Yeah.
And Phoebe was born after my grandmother died. Anyway, they're Corel. They're white. They're thin. They're indestructible.
Oh, so they're basic Corel.
They're indestructible. Okay. And they have the little green design on the outside. I promised my mom I would show the girls pictures and let them. Everybody's like, they can have them. They can have them.
That's good enough for a college apartment.
Taylor and Phoebe, they don't want them.
Oh, man.
And I'm not going to
force
them.
But they're the best kind. They're the free kind.
They're Corel, so they won't break.
I hear you. But I'm not going to force those dishes on the girls.
Right.
Both of our girls work, and they want to buy their own. So you don't force those things on them, right?
No. Well... if Mama served up love on those plates, why don't you take them?
I don't need them.
Oh.
I would rather someone who needs them get them and the love.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Let you know what Prince is preventing Taylor Swift from doing.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Lowe's.
Taylor Swift is breaking all kinds of records these days.
It's unreal. Okay, the, unreal.
Taylor's version of Speak Now gives her the 12th number one album.
Yeah.
Which breaks her tie with Barbara Streisand. They both had 11 number one albums. Mm-hmm. She's now got 12. So she's now the female with the most number one albums in history.
Yes.
Also, she's the first living artist to have four albums in the top 10 at the same time since 1966. Herb Alpert, by the way, Murphy there for 1966.
Interesting.
However, there is another artist who has had five albums in the top 10 at the same time.
Ah, of course.
And that happened right after he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
1999, Ultimate, Purple Rain, The Hits, and The Very Best of Prince, all in the top 10 right after he passed away. So, I mean, of course, when she throws out another album, it'll be number one as well. So.
What she is doing is so remarkable. It probably is being studied, and it should be studied.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get into those shows. There's high demand. Oh, and there's three in a row every city.
Yeah.
And ridiculous.
Okay, and don't take this as a downplay it, but you think also, too, the timing is right. Coming out
it
of
is.
COVID. And,
it is.
Oh, I can get out again. Oh, and Taylor Swift's got a tour.
I think that's it, but she has something super special and universal that I don't think any other artist has right now, really.
The kind of
mass appeal.
And the devotion that she has from the fans.
Yeah.
It's unbreakable.
Yeah.
Not since Beatlemania. you saw Ed Sheeran was in Detroit. Did you see who he played with the other night in concert?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, well, he started playing an Eminem song. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. Everybody's like, yay, Detroit, Eminem, yay. Boy, wouldn't it be cool if he brought Eminem out on stage? And guess what?
Step back to reality. Up the ghost gravity. Up the ghost gravity.
He came out from underneath the stage in the middle, and everybody went nuts.
Wow. You ever wonder if Eminem's like, this song again? I got to do this song again.
Well, they also did Stan right after that, too.
Oh, nice.
With Ed doing the Dido parts on that one. And a music documentary to catch right now. It just came out on Hulu. It is Imagine Dragons live from Vegas. That's their hometown, so you know it's going to be a good show at Allegiant Stadium. It's on Hulu right now.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
This one from the world of entertainment and sports. 26-year-old gymnast, and we really love to watch her, Simone Biles, confirmed that she will be competing for the first time since the Tokyo Olympics with all that, you know, drama that we saw.
Once I step onto the competition floor, I am competing against myself.
Remember when she withdrew, she got dizzy and she was having problems, and so she didn't want to hurt the team, so she withdrew from competition. She is competing in the U.S. Classic in August. Mm. So she's been training, and she answered some questions from fans on social media this week, like, sorry, I've been away. I've been MIA since the announcement, but I'm busy. I'm working. And she's prioritizing this time her mental health. She says she goes to therapy every week right now for almost 2 hours.
Wow.
Working on her mental game, her mindfulness game. Hmm. Another divorce apparently pending for Miss Ari. Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
She's been married for 2 years to Dalton Gomez. He's been in California. She's been in England working on the highly anticipated Wicked. She has been in Oz. And apparently they haven't seen each other. It's not working out. It's not really confirmed. Like, papers have not been filed, but they are separated. Hmm. We were mentioning earlier that AI has made its way in some very real ways to dating apps. Mm-hmm. And Murphy's like, that's been going on forever.
Well, I mean, just
the
matching people up, you know, based on taste and that sort of thing. The new aspect is that, you know, AI is now helping you write things, right? And
it'll help you write your profile. And they say men are more likely than women to use it, but it's not just for the profile. It's also for your responses. Let's just say, you know, someone named, I don't know, Michelle is interested in Sam, and she writes.
Who is not on the apps, by the way.
Okay. And then she writes a little something. If you, Sam, or some Sam, gets uncomfortable and doesn't know what to say, AI could help you with the response.
That's cheating.
Yeah, I think it helps people through awkward phases is the word.
Helping you write your profile is okay, I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going
to
communicate
when it's supposed
like
to be
that,
conversation.
Yeah.
I agree.
Especially with someone you don't know. If you want them to get to know who you are, you don't want to be answering like a robot.
Well, or being someone that you're not, yeah. right? That's a slippery slope right there, because then sure. you meet in person. It's like, where's the person I met online?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, while you're
in the computer.
Right. I mean, while you're at it, you know, have AI do your photo and a video,
hey!
And you know,
right.
and your history.
He looks a little like Brad
Pitt.
Don't
get upset, Murphy. Anyway, bringing all that up and talking with you about it, you reminded me. I'd forgotten that I wrote your profile for you.
Yeah.
Just friend to friend, and you ended up liking it, which was a huge surprise.
Well, remember,
I really thought you were going
to. I asked you to do that because it was like me writing about myself.
Didn't feel right.
I know you can because it's a project every kid goes through when he comes back to school every year. What did you do this summer? But
well, it was helpful because if you'd have written it on your own, it would have started with, I prefer solitude.
I am a loner.
I can't even remember what I wrote. Here's my question for you today. If you decided that you ever wanted to get back on those... would you be more comfortable writing your own?
I don't know. I'd probably take yours and update it if that's what I did.
That's a good idea.
I mean, you know,